Okay, good afternoon. My name is Jackie Gordon. I am a graduate student in the Horticulture Department at Washington State University. And today I'm going to present the results of our project entitled Mechanical Pruning, Apple and Sweet Cherry Increases Efficiency. So sweet cherries and apple are the top two crops in the U.S. Pacific Northwest. And worldwide, in 2013, sweet cherry production reached 2.3 million metric tons, and the United States ranked second with a 26% increase over the 2011 production. The annual production value of this crop is $800 million. In the same year, 80.8 million metric tons of apples were produced in the world, and United States ranked second with about 6% of the world's production. The annual production value of this crop in 2013 was nearly $3.1 billion. Now, pruning is a labor and time-demanding operation that generally represents the second greatest annual expense for tree fruit growers around the world. But there is a great potential to reduce pruning costs and improve worker safety and efficiency by adopting a mechanical approach. Mechanical pruning can reduce pruning costs and also improve worker safety and efficiency, and can set a block up for year-round mechanization. It can also increase long-term sustainability of fruit production. Previous research conducted at WSU with sweet cherry trained to the UFO system has shown that mechanical pruning required 8% of the time of hand pruning. And the mean pruning time of mechanical pruning combined with hand pruning was 20% lower than hand pruning alone. On the other hand, research is being conducted currently with Apple on the automation of dormant pruning of specialty crops. This project combines engineering, horticulture, extension, and socioeconomic components to describe the optimal pruning. So the objective of our project is to determine the best management practices to prune mechanically apple and sweet cherry by understanding the equipment and the orchard requirements. So the Washington State University and Washington Tree Fruit Research Commission have acquired the Gillison Center Mouth Topper and Hedger. This machine has a sickle bar with alternating movement of blades that can be positioned ranging from completely horizontal to completely vertical. The 360 degrees of rotation of the cutting head allows for topping and hedging. This year we also used the Lagazzi Hedger, and this machine also has a sickle bar. So our trials were initiated in 2014 with two projects for sweet cherry that consisted on mechanical hedging and topping compared to hand pruning, and the combination of both approaches, and a pre- and post-harvest topping by hand at different timings to mimic what the machine would do. And for apple, the comparison between mechanical pruning and hand pruning. Our sweet cherry trials were set up at a commercial orchard. We've been working with the variety Titan on Gisela 5 rootstock and trained to the UFO system. This trial has been carried out over 2 years. So in 2014, one of our plots was pruned by hand, and two other plots were pruned with the Gillison Hedger. And this year, one of the plots that was pruned with the machine was followed by a hand pruning cleanup. So here I will show you a video of the hedger in our Titan block. As you can see, the machine is cutting back the lateral growth. This is mainly current season wood of a small caliper and horizontal orientation. And at the time of the pruning, we were collecting the wood that was pruned, and we were also estimating the time that it would take to complete each task. Our results show that hand pruning removed 2 times more wood than mechanical pruning both years, and 22% more than the combination of mechanical and hand pruning. We observed that some of the branches were scraped or peeled by the machine, and you can observe an example in these pictures, and compare them with a cut performed by hand, which is a much cleaner cut. And this year we performed a visual evaluation of these types of cuts, and we didn't find any disease or insect impact. In terms of time, mechanical pruning was 23 times faster than hand pruning in 2014, with a tractor speed of 1.2 miles per hour and with the Gillison hedger. And in 2015, it was 29 times faster with a tractor speed of 1.3 miles per hour. The combination of mechanical and hand pruning was still 2 times faster than hand pruning alone. We also observed that hand pruning performed after a pre-pruning with the machine took only 56% of the time of hand pruning alone. Now, this slide combines the last two figures that I presented before, and here I am expressing efficiency as kilograms of wood removed per tree and per minute. So you can see that mechanical and hand pruning combined was 33% more efficient than hand pruning alone, and mechanical pruning was 11 times more efficient than hand pruning. In terms of yield and fruit quality, we didn't find any significant difference in our trials except for the diameter, where in one of our mechanical pruning trials we found that it was lower than the hand pruning plots, but by a very small percentage. We believe that this difference might be due to the fruit yield in our trial, although we didn't find any significant difference. The yield of the mechanical pruning plots was 18% higher than in the hand pruning plots. In terms of yield efficiency, it ranges from 0.05 to 0.06 kilograms per centimeter square of trunk sectional area, which represents 7.6 tons per acre for hand pruning and 7.5 and 9.1 for tons per acre for mechanical pruning trials. Now, regarding our apple trials, they were also established at a commercial orchard. We worked with the Fuji variety on NIC 29 and trained to the slender spindle system. So we have 5 different plots in this orchard with 3 repetitions each. And these plots were pruned by hand or with the machine in the winter and or in the summer in 2014. And in 2015, we did a follow-up pruning depending on the amount of regrowth that we obtained from our previous treatments. So those plots that were pruned by hand in the winter and with the machine in the summer, either at 12 or 20 leaves of growth stage, presented the least regrowth compared to those treatments that were pruned only by hand or with the machine in the winter. So with this background in mind, here are the results of the amount of wood that we removed with dormant pruning in March 2015. So as you can see, the plots that were pruned in the summer the previous year presented significantly lower amount of wood removed with dormant pruning compared to those plots that were pruned only in the winter of 2014, where we removed 2 to 5 times more wood than in the other plots. In this orchard, we also observed the dairy cuts that I mentioned before, and you can see some examples here in the pictures at the top of the slide. And here's an example of hand pruning. And we also performed a visual evaluation of the cuts, and we didn't find any disease or insect impact in this orchard either. Regarding time, mechanical pruning was 2.3 times faster than hand pruning in the dormant pruning of 2014, and this was performed with the Gillison hedger at a tractor speed of 1.2 miles per hour. And in 2015, in March of this year, mechanical pruning and combined with a hand pruning follow-up was 1.7 times faster than hand pruning, and this was performed with the Lagazzi hedger at 2 miles per hour. Here you can see the difference of a tree that was pruned by hand on the left and a tree that was pruned with a machine on the right. So as you can see, the tree that was pruned by hand has more selective pruning, and most of the cuts were thinning cuts, whereas with the machine, most of the cuts were heading cuts. And in this slide, you can see the difference in from a row that has not been pruned yet, and then the row after the pruning with the hedger. We also evaluated the percentage of fruit damage in the orchard after summer pruning, and we found a maximum of 6.5% of damaged fruit per tree. And this was before green thinning. So we expect that a thinning crew would easily recognize this type of fruit and remove it during thinning. We also have another trial in this orchard with the variety Pink Lady. And here we are also comparing mechanical pruning to hand pruning. This fruit was harvested at commercial harvest, and yield and fruit quality was evaluated. So as you can see here, winter mechanical pruning resulted in significantly lower number of fruit per tree and net weight fruit compared to the controlled hand pruning and to summer mechanical pruning. Regarding yield efficiency, winter mechanical pruning was significantly lower than controlled hand pruning, but summer mechanical pruning was not different. So we can see that the timing and the methodology of pruning can impact fruit quality and yield. Sorry. As for the performance of the Gillison hedger, we observed that wind can affect the stability of the bar, that the motor has to be positioned at the top of the bar, otherwise it can hit the branches at the lower parts of the tree. The bar has to be positioned at about 12 inches from the trunk of the trees, but the tractor has to be driven in the middle of the row, otherwise it can damage the irrigation system. And a high speed of the tractor hits the branches instead of cutting them. With this, I would like to acknowledge the help and support from my committee members, Dr. Matthew Whiting, Dr. Stefano Musaki, Karen Lewis, and Sara Serra, and the funding from the Washington Tree Fruit Research Commission and Washington State University for this project. Thank you, and I would take any question that you have. No, we didn't find that situation. The hedger cuts completely the whole branches, and they drop to the ground. Yeah.
Yes. You can only work on the hedger or trailing system. You cannot think about the talking on the different trailing system. I don't want to say open base, but if you have some other system.
No, we have also worked with planar systems, and we think that the machine can also be adjusted to V trellis or Y trellis because the bar can be tilted. But for other systems, I don't think it would be adjusted to that. Yes.
I think these studies were after just 1 year of mechanical pruning, right?
Yes, we started in 2014, and we repeated that this year.
So you go into the same tree, so they mechanically prune year after year?
Yes.
It's a long-term effect?
Yes. Okay, thank you.